Next item, item 763, please.
Appoint Ted Wheeler and reappoint Julie Young for terms to expire June 30, 2020, and reappoint Dan Saltzman for a term to expire December 31, 2018, to the Portland Children's Levy Allocation Committee.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. Today I have the honor of asking my council members to join me in renewing the term of Julie S. Young as the city representative for the Portland Children's Levy. The Children's Levy has a 5-person oversight board composed of a city and a county commissioner, as well as 3 representatives appointed by the city, the county, and the Portland Business Alliance, respectively. Julie Young has been an invaluable member and a wonderful colleague on the allocation committee. She has brought wisdom and dedication to her role as we oversee funding decisions for the levy. This year alone, we invested nearly $21 million in programs in early childhood, after school, mentoring, child abuse prevention and intervention, foster care, and hunger relief. So I'm very pleased that she has agreed to serve an additional 2 years, and I look forward to working with her for the remaining months of my tenure as the committee chair. Julie is in the audience today, and I'd just like to maybe raise your hand, Julie, so we can acknowledge you and thank you. I'm also asking for a reappointment on the allocation committee through the end of December as my city council term winds down, and then I will pass the baton to Mayor Wheeler, who will take over in January as the Portland Children's Levy Allocation Chair, and I'm very grateful for his decision to do that. It's validating to me to be able to leave the Allocation Committee in such good hands. The mayor is very familiar with the levy, having served as an Allocation Committee member while he was county chair, and he's been an enthusiastic supporter of our mission and is happy to return. So, as I said earlier, I thank him for his continued stewardship of the levy mission, and I know he will be an inspired leader. And I also want to use this opportunity just to once again thank city voters and all of our backers who overwhelmingly renewed the Portland Children's Levy in May for another 5 years by a resounding 83% approval. The overwhelming approval speaks to the confidence that the public has in the levy's 15-year track record of investing in proven programs that make a difference in the lives of children and doing it with a 5% administrative cap. So I ask for adoption of the appointments.
Mayor, I have 2 questions.
Commissioner Fish.
So the first question is, Commissioner Saltzman, the irony in this is that upon your retirement from the council, you're going to have extra time. And given your passion for this work, it would seem to me that the council would be wise in soliciting whether you would continue to serve in some official capacity on this children's levy. Is the principal obstacle to that that the levy language requires that there be an elected official from both the county and the city? Or is it some other impediment?
Well, I think, yes, the language does require that the city or county representatives be an elected official, and I will no longer be an elected official after December
31st. So you could serve at some point in the future as a civilian?
Yes, that's possible. But.
And, Mayor, the other question I had for you is, because historically a member of council other than the mayor has served as the city's designee, I wonder why it is that you are locking into a term through June 30th of 2020 rather than a term of, say, February 1st of 2019 in order for you and the council to determine if there's another member of the council who would want that or is well suited for that position, particularly in light of the fact that the mayor already serves on the FBDNR board and has a full plate of other responsibilities. Is there anything that would preclude us from shortening your term just to give you that opportunity to decide whether you or someone else is best suited?
No, there's nothing that I'm aware of that precludes that opportunity.
Commissioner Saltzman, is there any reason why?
Well, I prefer that it stay as it is. I mean, you can always change the appointment at any time, but I think it's the term runs through 2020, as we've identified in our bylaws. So I'd prefer we just leave it
well,
as it is.
But we are reappointing you for a limited period of time.
Right.
So let me break the stalemate. I think it is important that we have a very clear transition for the children's levy, and Commissioner Saltzman isn't picking me just because I'm the mayor. He's also picking me because I've done this before, and there's a clear transition point. But in the interest of collaboration, I will work with my colleagues on the City Council, just as we do with other Bureau assignments, and to the degree that the Council would rather have somebody else or feels that it's more appropriate for somebody else to fill that role.
Or you may feel it's more appropriate, Mayor, given the limited time that you have.
With other commitments and priorities, I will certainly remain flexible on that front. I don't see any reason for me to... I agree with Commissioner Saltzman for now. Let's go ahead and approve it, but I'm making a public commitment that I'll work with all of you, and if we find a path that works better for all of us, let's do it.
Well, and the thing I want to keep the door open to is that, you know, if at some point a new member of council is a champion for children, or you determine that you're overextended and would rather have someone put more time and energy into this, I want you to have that option that isn't foreclosed by agreeing to a term through 2020. And what I'm hearing from you and Commissioner Saltzman is the term does not preclude that.
In my opinion, it does not preclude that.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else? I'll accept a motion.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Saltzman. Please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Well, again, thank you, Julie, for your service and continued service. And thank you, Mayor Wheeler, for your upcoming reappointment to the Allocation Committee. I appreciate it very much. Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
So this is, I'm going to go on just a bit here. I want to tell a story again, and then I'll get to the specifics. So when Barack Obama was running for president the first time, whether you like the guy or don't like the guy, he was having a fundraiser at my house. My wife was very supportive and held an event called Women for Obama. And Nancy Pelosi, who was then the Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives, was the Speaker, who came to Portland, Oregon. And she walked up the front steps and saw a sign in our front yard supporting the children's levy. And she asked, well, what's this all about? And we told her that this was a community response to needs for youth in our community. And it was driven by the public, and it included a broad coalition of community service organizations and volunteers and others, and it was a joint effort between different governments, and the private sector had an important role. And she was fascinated by it and asked lots and lots of follow-up questions and said, wow, you know, this is great to be in a community that puts its youth first in a really visible and tangible way. And Commissioner Saltzman, your leadership on this over the years and your inspiration to do this, I think has really been one of the most important milestones in a long career. And I'm honored to provide that transition, and I'm mindful of what Commissioner Fish has said, and I'm committed to working with this council to make sure that continues to be successful, whether I'm there in that role as chair, whether somebody else on the council is determined to be more appropriate at a future date. So thank you for your immediate trust in me. I vote aye. The report's accepted. Thank you. Next, I